Welcome to Fancher Field, where two daring aviators conquered the Pacific Ocean and changed the history of flight forever. This quiet neighborhood in East Wenatchee, Washington, was once a dirt airstrip, and on an October morning in 1931, it became the landing site for the first non-stop trans-Pacific flight. The airfield that would witness this achievement began with tragedy. In April 1928, Major John T. Fancher, a World War I pilot and commander of Spokane's Air National Guard unit, came to perform in an air show demonstration at this informal landing strip. During the show, a bomb explosion fatally injured him. Within days, the field was renamed Fancher Field in his honor. Throughout the 1930s, the Works Progress Administration provided labor to improve the runways and facilities. The field remained relatively small and informal, rough, unimproved landing strips serving local pilots, barnstormers, and the occasional long-distance flyer. No one could have predicted the historic event about to unfold. At dawn on October 4, 1931, two American pilots took off from Sabashiro Beach near Misawa, Japan, in a red Belanca monoplane called Miss Vidal, named after their sponsor, Vidal Motor Oil. Their goal was the first non-stop flight across the Pacific Ocean. Clyde Pangborn and Hugh Herndon Jr. knew the 5,500-mile journey would push them to the absolute limits of aviation technology. To save fuel and increase their range, they made a radical decision. Over the Pacific Ocean, they jettisoned their landing gear, planning to belly land at their destination. Once those wheels fell away into the ocean, there was no going back. For 41 hours, the two pilots flew through darkness, storms, and exhaustion. They had no weather forecasts, no radio beacons, and no way to land safely if something went wrong. Their only option was to keep flying east toward North America, burning fuel they couldn't afford to waste, fighting sleep they couldn't afford to give into. As dawn broke on October 5, 1931, they spotted the Columbia River and followed it to Wenatchee. Low on fuel and flying a plane with no landing gear, they circled Fancher Field and prepared for a belly landing on the dirt runway. At 7:12 in the morning, Pangborn brought Miss Vidal down in a perfect skid across the dirt runway. The plane slid to a stop, intact. The Pacific Ocean had been crossed by air for the first time in history. The flight covered 5,500 miles in 41 hours and 13 minutes, an average speed of 133 miles per hour. It shattered existing distance records and proved that trans-Pacific aviation was possible, opening the door to the commercial air routes that would eventually connect America and Asia. Clyde Pangborn was already an experienced aviator, a former stunt pilot and wing walker who had served as a test pilot. Hugh Herndon Jr. was an heir to a cattle fortune who financed much of the expedition. The two men won the Harmon Trophy for their achievement and received honors from both the Japanese and American governments. Sadly, the partnership didn't last. The two pilots had a falling out over credit and money. Herndon died in a plane crash in 1937. A 14-foot monument was erected at the landing site, commemorating the first trans-Pacific flight. It still stands today in what is now the Fancher Heights subdivision, a permanent marker of the day two aviators changed aviation history. After the famous landing, Fancher Field continued as a civilian airfield. The federal government built Pangborn Memorial Airport nearby in 1941, which eventually took over all commercial aviation for the region. In 1949, the city of Wenatchee transferred Fancher Field to private operators. Throughout the 1950s and 60s, it was used for pilot training and agricultural spraying before gradually falling into disuse. Today, the historic airfield is a residential neighborhood. Streets named Fancher Boulevard, Fancher Field Road, and Fancher Landing preserve the memory of the aviation pioneer and the two pilots who conquered the Pacific. The Pangborn Herndon Monument remains at the original landing site, a granite reminder that this quiet neighborhood was once the endpoint of one of the most daring flights in aviation history, the day the Pacific Ocean fell to human courage and determination.